Hey, it's Cameo, and welcome. Just like you, I wear many hats, and sometimes I feel overwhelmed by the demands of everyday life. And there was a time when I felt lost, stuck, and unsure of how or where to start the transformation that I needed. And that's why we're here, to share experiences, lessons, tools, and tips for shaking up your life and living for you. I'm glad you're here, so let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the Cameo Show. I'm your host, Cameo, and today is Valentine's Day 2024, and we are going to talk about love. But whether you're married, you're in a relationship, you're single, we're not talking about loving anybody else. We're talking about loving ourselves today and every day. And I'm going to give you 5 ways you can do that because Justin Bieber had it right, y'all. He said, baby, you should go and love yourself. And that's what we're going to do. The first one is seemingly the most obvious, and it is treat yourself. Treat yourself guilt-free. So whether you want to take a spa day, or you want to buy something that you've been wanting, or you want to take yourself to lunch, treat yourself because you deserve it. You deserve it today on Valentine's Day. You deserve it other days as well. I think as moms, as women, sorry men, you too, we often feel like we can't take time or resources, money for ourselves because we should always be thinking of everyone else first. We should always be thinking, how can I take my spouse to lunch? What can I get for my kids for a treat? Treat yourself and do it today for Valentine's Day, but do it often. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate, but you deserve to feel good about what you give to yourself, not just everyone else. Number 2, practice gratitude. Take some time to say, I appreciate myself. I love myself for all the things that I've accomplished, all the things that I've been through. Write down things about yourself that you love and that you're grateful for. We often, yet again, write down a gratitude list for all the things and people that we're grateful for and all the opportunities that we've had. And that's great. And we should do that too. But when's the last time you were on that list? And more specifically, when's the last time that list was all about you? So give yourself a little bit of gratitude. Number 3. Connect with nature. So whether that means going for a hike, going to the beach, going for a walk in the park, sitting outside and enjoying a cup of coffee, nature has a way of rejuvenating our souls and reminding us of the beauty around us. I know I feel so good if I can just get outside and get some fresh air, if I'm walking the dog or if I'm walking myself. So today, make it a point to get outside, get some sunlight, even if it's cold where you are, get some fresh air and spend 10 minutes if you can just connecting with nature. If you're somewhere warm, I recommend take your shoes off and put your feet in the grass, in the dirt, in the sand, in the water, whatever. Connect with the source of the energy of the earth. It feels so good and it's so good for you. Love yourself. Number 4, this is a big one. I like this one. Practice forgiveness for yourself. Reflect. Think of any thoughts or negative feelings that you might be holding on to about yourself. We all have them. Like, we all have these things that we are hanging on to from our past that we are afraid to let go of and afraid to forgive ourselves for. I don't know why. Maybe it's because we don't want to make the same mistake again. Maybe it's because what we did we think was unforgivable. But here's the deal. You are allowed to practice self-forgiveness and let go of your self-judgment and criticism. You are a human deserving of forgiveness. And that also comes not just from people outside of you to forgive you if you've done something to them, but to yourself. Sometimes it's just forgiving ourselves for not knowing better because you don't do better until you know better. And sometimes you're doing the best you can. And forgiving ourselves for not knowing what we didn't know is a huge part of moving forward and giving ourselves some love. So reflect today. That moment when you're doing your gratitude list, use that as a moment to reflect on some of the things that you've been through that maybe you're holding on to and not forgiving yourself for. You deserve that. And number five, set some damn boundaries for yourself. That is the number one way, in my opinion, even though it's five on the list, that you can show yourself some love. Loving yourself means respecting your own needs and taking the time to identify what those are in your relationships, in your career, and with yourself, and be able to communicate those boundaries effectively. One of my boundaries, and forgive my language, is to stop giving a fuck what people think so much, because I am the only one getting in my way by doing that. Most of the time, the people I'm worried about thinking something about me aren't even thinking about me at all. So set some boundaries with yourself and everyone else around you. You got that list out, that gratitude list and that forgiveness list. Write down those boundaries right there on that list. And that is the number one way, like I said, in my opinion, that you can show yourself some love, because you deserve to be appreciated and respected in the way that you want to be and in the way that you feel you should be. And you deserve it. All of these things on this list. I keep saying you deserve it. Sometimes we feel like we're not deserving of the things that we want or that we need. And that is just not true. So again, love yourself today. Five ways to love yourself this Valentine's Day. You can love everybody else too. I'm not saying don't love anybody else on Valentine's Day or don't have a Valentine. I'm just saying make sure that you keep yourself a priority as well. So have a good Valentine's Day, y'all. Celebrate. XOXO hearts, hugs, and kisses. Eat some chocolate, guilt-free, or whatever your favorite Valentine's candy is. Go buy yourself some flowers. I can buy myself flowers. Now we're doing Miley Cyrus. Woo! Y'all, treat yourself. Practice gratitude. Connect with nature. Reflect and forgive yourself. And set some damn boundaries this Valentine's Day.
Heyo! Congratulations on investing into yourself and your growth. I hope you found this episode to be beneficial and feel proud of yourself for showing up. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing with someone else who may benefit from it too. I'd love to hear from you, so hit me up on all socials at Cameo Elise Braun. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow for new episodes and updates. Also, it's super important to mention, this is intended for entertainment and education through experience. None of it is fully known to be fact and is not a replacement for professional advice from a therapist or doctor. Thank you so much for being here with me, and be sure to thank yourself for showing up.